USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The debate took place last night between Democrat John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz for one of Pennsylvania's two Senate seats. This will be determined by midterm elections on November 8th. John Fetterman.
I'm running to serve Pennsylvania. He's running to use Pennsylvania. And let's also talk about the elephant in the room. I had a stroke. He's never let me forget that. And I might miss some words during this debate, mush two words together, but it knocked me down, but I'm going to keep coming back up.
Dr. Mehmet Oz.
I'm running for the U.S. Senate because Washington keeps getting it wrong with extreme positions. John Fetterman takes everything to an extreme, and those extreme positions hurt us all.
A group of 30 House Democrats on Tuesday retracted a letter that they had sent to President Biden asking him to talk directly with Russia to end the war in Ukraine. The letter created a firestorm within the Democrat Party, and some signatories said it was not their signature. The reversal underscored the sensitivity of the issue on Capitol Hill, since lawmakers have already funneled $65 billion into Kyiv since the Russian invasion. The United States, Japan, and South Korea warned on Wednesday that an unparalleled response would be on the way to North Korea if they conducted a seventh nuclear bomb test. Washington and its allies believe North Korea could be about to resume their nuclear bomb testing for the first time since 2017. A magnitude 5.1 earthquake was felt widely across California's greater San Francisco Bay Area on Tuesday, rattling homes and shaking windows. The quake hit about lunchtime and was centered about 12 miles east of downtown San Jose. Multiple aftershocks have been reported. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1920 to 1938 Buffalo Nickel, a true American classic and one of the most iconic coins in history. It's been more than 80 years since the last Buffalo Nickel coin was struck. But now, for a limited time only, full 1 pound bags of original U.S. government struck Buffalo Nickels are being released to the public. That's right, you can own a full pound of 1920 to 1938 classic American Buffalo Nickel coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure a full pound of collector's grade U.S. Buffalo Nickels struck during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $10 free with every order. Call now 1-800-895-7267 to secure your full pound bag of Buffalo Nickels before they're gone. 1-800-895-7267. That's 1-800-895-7267.
The United States military led an airstrike in Africa over the weekend. Victoria Idoni reports.
According to the Pentagon, the U.S. Africa Command coordinated with the Somali government to carry out an airstrike this past weekend. Two of the terrorists who were killed had reportedly been attacking Somali National Army forces. No civilian casualties were reported. President Biden redeployed several hundred special operations troops to Somalia in May, after former President Donald Trump withdrew them in December 2020. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Ukrainian forces have made recent gains into the northern portion of the Donbas region, putting yet another Russian supply line in jeopardy. Moscow forces appear to be setting up defensive positions in the southern Kherson province ahead of expected Ukrainian surge. The threat of a tactical nuclear weapon continues to be on everyone's minds. Jury deliberations began Tuesday night in the trial of Daryl Brooks Jr., who is being accused of running over and killing six people and injuring dozens more during a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin. The jury requested to see three exhibits, a map which lays out the location of the victims and police officers during the attack, a picture of the defendant's ex-girlfriend, and video evidence which shows the Milwaukee Dancing Grannies being hit. World Series Game 1 is Friday between Houston and Philadelphia. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.